Hour number two of the program here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Thomas tonight, Turtle, with you until 10 o'clock. We are breaking down my post that went viral last night. I believe the Atlanta Falcons will win at least 10 games this season. Agree or disagree? Hit me up at C Thomas Radio to go cast your vote. Do you agree or do you disagree? We're also taking your calls at 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929 if you'd like to weigh in. I think they're going to win 10 games, folks. With what I saw from that defense, wow, that was impressive. That looked like a completely different unit and system, and it is, literally and figuratively. And Jeff Ulbrich, that was impressive. Kudos to you. Golf clap. Preseason, so we don't give you a full clap just yet. We'll see what happens week one versus Tampa. But I'll give you a golf clap for that, my friend. That was well done and certainly has me excited. If the firepower of the offense is going to be there, combined with that swarming style of defense, the Atlanta Falcons are going to be a good football team, folks. And 10 wins is absolutely on the table. We'll see what Big O's thinking after this one, because we have five Falcons true-false questions coming up. Bless you, Warren. Oh, my goodness.
I had to work that one out. Oh, my gosh. That one didn't want to come out easy.
Look into the light. Look into the light.
There we go. All right. After that sneeze. Yeah, Friday, first preseason game. Titans are in town. By the way, the Titans, Mike Conte said the Titans, they basically flew here after their preseason game versus Tampa. So they had joint practices with Tampa, spent time in Tampa, played in Tampa. Now they're here in Atlanta. So those guys have not been at home for a very long time.
Which is interesting because it's all kind of in the same area?
Area, yeah. Like you're not far from Nashville.
There was no cross-country flights there. Like, they could have made it back home from Tampa in
what,
an
hour? The reason why you do the team scrimmages, the team practices, mixed team practices, because it's teams from your area. So it's usually Miami, it's Tampa. I mean, it's teams that you are – generally in the same area with
Callahan out there trying to be too smart with this one. What is he? What is he doing?
I don't know, but it makes for, I would say, probably a very maybe a bit ornery, the Tennessee Titans coming in this weekend, because they have not been at home. They've been on the road, living out of hotels for the past week and change.
You know what I say to that? Bring it.
Bring it indeed.
Bring it.
Bring it indeed. All right. We're going to start with the guy that Dukes and Bell talked to today. We're going to hear from him later. DeMarco Helms had a big, big hit. Was penalized for it.
Shouldn't have been penalized for it.
It was a clean hit. Led with the shoulder. Head was up. All that good stuff. But true or false, DeMarco's going to be a rotational guy at safety for the Falcons this year. True or false?
Yeah, true. That's what it sounds like. I asked Joe Patrick about it last segment. He says that they have like a quote-unquote plan for Helms to be a member of the defensive backfield rotation. So that's what I think he's going to do. He's kind of going to be like the designated pass rusher of the secondary, if that makes sense.
I like that.
That's what it feels like to me. So I think he's going to excel at it. And I still think the main two guys are going to be Xavier Watts and Jesse Bates.
Okay. Second question here. Easton Stick performed admirably on Friday night.
I think better than that. I think he was pretty good.
And with Kirk and with Penix there, you've got three quarterback spots situated. Emory Jones is going to be the odd man out at quarterback. True or false?
Yeah, true. I mean, he's got like a, like if you like build a player in Madden, he's got like all the attributes you would want. Size, strength, speed, athleticism, can chuck it. But Easton Stick is a legit, like perfect backup for Penix this year. Like, if Easton Stick had to start a game, I'd feel okay about it. If Emory Jones had to start a game, I don't know about that. I think he could definitely make some plays like you saw. But Easton Stick was, like, working the offense up and down the field and made really good decisions and made really good throws. And Oren, I didn't realize this. He's 29. Like, this is not a spring chicken.
No, he's been around for a while. Yeah, yeah.
He's a guy that's, you know, he's
been in the league for a minute.
I would trust him to start a game at this point if he had to. I'm not saying five games. I'm saying if he had to start before the turtle, what do you mean? He's sticking. No. One game. I'm saying just if one. He had to start a game, I would be okay with it. Easton Stick definitely gets that spot for me.
All right, so I got four wide receiver names that I think are going to be the first four wide receivers on this team. So Drake, Kadarius Hodge, Ray McLeod, and Darnell Mooney.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the Falcons take six or seven wide receivers.
I think six.
Six. At seven, least two I think open would be, spots. Yeah. So I'm going to read off some names for you, and I'm going to say makes the team, true or false. Let's start with this guy. Nick Nash, rookie undrafted wide receiver. Nick Nash makes this team, true or false?
False.
David Seals V makes this team, true or false?
True.
Casey Washington makes this team, true or false?
True.
And the last one, this guy caught a touchdown pass on Friday night. Chris Blair makes the team, true or false? Are false.
I think he's unfortunately going to be the odd man out. Although I like him. Yeah. And he saw a little action at the end of last year, and he did pretty well.
He did.
But apparently, according to Joe, like Casey Washington's like with the starters already.
He's been the dude, yeah. And then if you're that fifth or that sixth guy, you got to be able to play teams.
And then don't forget, there's another – I mean, he's lower, and he's probably in last place. But Dylan Drummond had, what, eight catches in that game?
Yeah, he did. Underneath, I mean,
he was good. They have a good. That's a good problem to have, as they say. They got a lot of guys who are going to be capable, and they'll have a stacked practice squad if any injuries happen this year to any of the starters. But I'm going to say it's Washington and Sills are 5 and 6 on the depth chart.
All right, sir. True or false? I kind of gave you one half of this question last week, and your answer was they better. The second half of this question, in regards to the offensive line, true or false, this backup offensive line that the Falcons played on Friday makes you a little bit nervous?
Yeah. I mean, they were awful. I mean, I know Joe tried to, you know, spruce it up a little bit by saying
they didn't play well.
They played awful. They had 11 carries for 22 yards.
Did not run the football well at all.
Awful. They were better throwing it, but no. That they brought in some depth at center. There's some depth at tackle. I mean, Storm Norton wasn't out there, so maybe it looks better if he's out there.
You answered the question last week when I asked the Falcons starting five offensive linemen that you read all the way across. They need to play at least 15, 16 games, and your answer was they better.
Yeah, they better.
They
and
better.
And after seeing that pap on Friday,
they're extremely better.
It's not only that they better, they have to. Otherwise, there's going to be some serious issues. Most of those guys are durable, though. I'm not worried, to quote Trae Young. I'm not worried.
Last question here. Falcons forced a couple turnovers Friday's game. True or false, this Falcons defense is going to average on the season at least one turnover every two games?
Feels like it. I'm going to go true. Why not? After what we saw, you got guys like Helms that could get the ball out. We know Jesse Bates has a knack for catching passes from the other team. I think the defensive line is going to be much improved. They're going to hurry the quarterback much more often, and that'll lead to more errant throws. So just do the math. You know how they say the math ain't mathin'? The math is mathin' on this one, Oren. I think
look
they're
at
gonna,
the numbers.
Yeah, look at the numbers, and I think they're going to be very high on the chart in terms of turnovers and turnover creation at the end of the year. Good stuff there in a Falcons true and false. Me too, man. Wrapping up the end to the preseason game number one, and we are looking ahead to what's going to happen over these next couple of days with the joint practices taking place up at Flowery Branch. When we get back, let's get a Titans perspective on this whole thing. Rhett Bryan of the Titans Radio Network is going to stop by. What does he think about Cam Ward, and what type of defense are the Falcons going to be seeing tomorrow and Wednesday at the Branch? We'll do that next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey app. It's Chris Thomas tonight.